Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
7:33 here on a Tuesday morning. It's time for our weekly chat with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. Good morning, sir.
Good to be with you.
No meeting tomorrow, but have you been, are you making any New Year's resolutions?
You know, I'm actually a goal setter. I think a lot about these things and strategic planning. And this is year 15 that I have taken what's I loosely call a sabbatical from about the 23rd or 24th, usually of December, all the way to the first Monday of January. And I spend that time really just kind of reflecting and goal setting and doing some strategy stuff. And it's a really, really healthy time for me and a time that I've always really looked forward to every single year. So I have been talking a lot and thinking a lot about 2025 and the things we accomplished there, and then 2026 and what we want to accomplish in 2026. So it's been a good few weeks for me.
What do you think is one or two accomplishments you'd like to talk about during the current year, 2025?
Well, there's been a lot. You know, we have we've done a lot of things. County's been really, really busy. You know, and the biggest things is really in the behavioral health spaces. You know, as you know, that we've got a $100 million mental health hospital coming to Wichita. We've got $300 million biomed campus with Wichita State and KU coming to downtown Wichita that will help supply a pipeline of much-needed medical practitioners and professionals and mental health professionals. We've got a Comcare crisis expansion that's really going to modernize and pivot to meet the needs. That's a $20 million deal that the county's got. We've modernized 911 in many, many ways to really meet the current needs of what the community has and the inputs that are coming into that system. That was a major investment. But the biggest thing I'm proud of, really not just this last year, but the last few years, is we've stabilized the workforce at Sedgwick County. You know, we had, from 2020 on, there was significant staffing challenges. Lost a third of our paramedics with EMS, was only at 64% staffing at 911. And all of that has changed. We're over 93% staffing at the county now. And because of that stability, all the outputs that we measure, response times, call times, overtime, things of that sort, all of that has changed for the better. So I'm really, really proud of the effort that that the county management and the county commissioners and the leadership from my colleagues on the county commission. I'm really, really proud of the things we've done, not just in 2025, but really the last few years.
It sounds like you've done everything and there's nothing left to do.
Well, that's what I was thinking. this sabbatical might... You know what, Steve? I got a heck of an idea. I'm going with you, bud. I'm retiring too. I've accomplished all I need to do, and I think I'll ride off into the sunset with you.
Okay. Seriously, you got anything top of your mind you want to try to do in the coming year? You want to share with us?
Oh yeah, I got a lot, man. Okay. And we do have a lot from the commission's angle, because there's a county is a political subdivision of the state, so we've got a lot of work we need to do with our state legislature and the tag offices and the appraiser processes. You know, I talked loudly about the corrections funding, and we've been working with the Department of Corrections on new funding formulas. when we talk about modernization, you know, all organizations have to pivot over time. You know, in private business, if my organization doesn't pivot and reform, the market doesn't reward me. Well, government doesn't always work at the same sense of urgency on pivoting and modernizing. And so our commission and our county leadership has been really laser focused on, hey, how do we make the reforms necessary to meet the modern needs of our county? Our county's changing. We're becoming more of an urban county year by year. So we're talking a lot about, hey, how do we reduce our dependence on property taxes? How do we look at some of the juvenile issues that we're having in the community with the foster care and juvenile corrections? And as you see every day, it feels like we're seeing more juvenile crime in our community. And you know, how do we address this? And how do we make policy that's directed more towards connecting to healthy families? You know, how do we have functional relationships with our 20 cities in Sedgwick County? You know, the things that we can share more services on, from things like parks and cultural assets all the way up to the fire departments and public works and townships. You know, there's just things that we can do to modernize. And I'm a bit obsessed with that type of effort, really. And I think it's going to take that type of effort and focus to make sure that we're modernizing what we do in Sedgwick County to make sure that our families and our businesses and the entire community is positioned for prosperity moving forward.
And the talk has resumed on a possible Northwest Wichita Expressway. Where are we at that on that today?
Yeah, great question. This is another one of those visionary projects as we're looking forward and say, how do we modernize and meet the needs, not just of the current needs, but the future needs, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years out. And as we know, you know, as I mentioned, these areas that used to be rural parts of our county are no longer rural. The two fastest growing cities in the entire state are Mays and Goddard. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we're looking at transportation, not just for ease of transportation, but for safety. You know, this proposed route where Northwest Expressway would go, there's over 2,000 houses being developed in this area. So the traffic on these rural roads it's going to continue to increase. So there's safety issues there. So we're working right now with the state of Kansas and Kansas Department of Transportation to do a major investment study. And that study will be to us probably in the summer of 2026 that will help us really line up next steps. It would be a little, probably too aggressive to start dumping a bunch more money into this project until we actually get this MIS so we know exactly what we're dealing with and what this project would look like. So we're on a bit of a holding pattern as we wait for that, but that was a big step to get KDOT to do that study for us and for our community. So we're waiting for that, and once we have that in the summer, we'll have the right approach for the next steps.
And where are we at on finding a new home for Sedgwick County offices?
We have finalized the deal with Envision. It's on Main Street, right across street from our 911 facility. This is a deal that actually came together quite nicely. So we'll be moving in 2027 as we start the remodel. So hopefully by the end of 2026, early 2027, we'll start that move and we'll exit the Ruffin facilities, which we're leasing right now. We had to leave the courthouse so we can make room for the DA and the court system. So we've been in Ruffin for the last few years, and we'll leave that in Sedgwick County Administrative Services, and we'll have a new home over right there in the government center with Wichita City Hall and 911 and some of the things that we have going on down there. So it's a good move, and we're excited about it.
I want to thank you for being with us here the past year and on Tuesday mornings to bring us up to date on what's going on in the county. I feel like we've shared a lot of great information about what goes on in the county and how it works. And if people have been listening, they all get an idea of what their tax money is going for and how you all are working to try to reduce the tax level, all the good things are going. But I just want to thank you personally and professionally for doing this. It's amazing. I've never met you face to face. And at some time, we should probably got to do that. But that's the beauty of radio. You don't have to see me, and you can just talk when you're on the phone. But
there you go. Well, I've enjoyed that, Steve, a lot. I want to say it's been 2 years now. I've been commissioner and chair for 2 years straight, so we've been meeting on Tuesday mornings for 2 years. And but Steve, I want to thank you personally for what you've done in radio, and it's quite a career—the tenure in radio and what you've done. I joke that I've been on Tuesday mornings for the last couple of years, but for 10 or 12 years, man, every morning, you guys are my morning drive. And I've enjoyed the show, much like a lot of people in our community. So I want to thank you, Steve, for your service and congratulate you on retirement. You've done great things for this community. And Ted, I'm really excited about your new format and the show. And we'll keep listening. And and we'll stay excited with what you're doing. So Steve and Ted is a legacy deal here in our community, and you guys have earned every bit of it. We really, really do appreciate you.
Well, thank you for those kind words.
Thank you.
And we'll talk with you. Somebody will talk with you next week. And hey, you seem like a really good guy. You got a nice family and plenty of energy, and you like baseball. So what could be better than that?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's purely American, buddy.
We have checked all the boxes. We checked all the boxes. So there you go. All right, sir. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Good news from Textron Aviation Defense. That's right. Kirk Semenoff with the Wichita Business Journal update on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.